The nonpartisan group Strong American Schools launched its ad in 7 states, including Wisconsin. It shows an American teenager hoisting one foreign flag after another up a pole. The star-spangled banner sits lowest.
The countries with the best schools attract the best jobs. And if jobs move to countries like Finland and South Korea, our children's opportunities dry up.
The ads are the group's call to the presidential candidates to bolster America's educational system. Shannon Murphy is a spokeswoman for Strong American Schools.
Nations like India and China are frankly eating our lunch when it comes to outperforming American students with regard to international tests in math and science. America has quite frankly fallen to the middle of the pack.
But as far as issues go, education is also middle of the pack with voters. Many polls show fuel prices, the economy, and employment as top campaign issues. But Mary Bell, president of the Wisconsin Education Association Council, says it's all a matter of how the issues are raised.
A good deal of that conversation is driven by what candidates talk about. Then when you ask what's really important individually, education and healthcare reform come to the front nearly every time.
Bell suggests that public education gets lost in the debate because of its long-term impact, while gas prices are more immediate and apparent to voters. But she says if candidates care about the long-term health of the economy, much of it goes back to the state of education. One item WEAC wants the next administration to tackle is the No Child Left Behind Act, which they say punishes students who learn at a different rate than others. Brian Bull, Wisconsin Public Radio.